We are not the Sugya of Sli. Last time we went to the Sugya, what says the Chul that Kalevav, a quick Sikumo came out. We have two different members in the Gemara. We had Shmuel that says when you roast a gid, you get nosher with the animal, Kalev for Urchel Achim Megiel a gid. We say to bring down two different Mahalchim among the Rishonim. Either means to the gid Mamish, the Ramam Shito, means the case of Klipa according to the Rabbiya, or means the case of Tilo, Tosfos, wrote down Lalocha by the Rosh and the Torah. We have a second member of the Gemara, of Hono, the case when a person who roasted with a chalboi, with his chalet, the Gemara says, but also, afil marish osnai, also the whole entire animal, also the Beisesef has to do with Mahalchim, what it means, either has the Rambam, that means a case of a shishim, visual like shishim, or the Rosh says the whole entire animal is also a shishim, does not help. We have the Rash Bashita, a shishim, and a tilo, based on the Mishnah, Sofim Nafayinhei, the Gemara's Mamshik, the third member of Yerichnon, also a case of a chalboi, says over there by the chelav, chelav oichel atchim megiel lechalboi. So it's a stiro. Machlokes of Rabbi Yechav is a huno. The Gemara is three tirotzim. In the Gemara's first teretz is kafu shani. The Gemara's second teretz, the case of kolya, the membrane over here. But the Gemara's third teretz, the case of timas akum. We ended off with what came out la'alocha sivdal sifei. Sivdal is the case of kachlosh that we pass la'alocha ma'isa is the tilo like Tosfos, the Rosh the Torah. Sifrei, the case is Shishim. Why? That's again Shishim and the Tila, like the Rashba, case is Shomin over here. And us, the Ashkenaz, we bring down the Gosh Adura, which is the Shemaz Adeshan, in the Bekiyim, and therefore, whether it's Kochosh or Shomin, Loch, we're going to pass in Shishim and the Tila. We end off with the case, let's say a person does not know where exactly the Tila is. So, if Kivega brought out the Pichodosh, the since over here, at least in the Mechaba's world, it could be a case of a chumah, a case of shomein. Therefore, since you do not know where exactly it is, it comes to be mekel. Ka'inza, the peschachuba being examined with the shem rakech. A case over here with the case of shishim, that you cooked it after you had a case of natilo. Even though there's no shishim against the natilo, since the whole idea of natilo as a chumah ba'amo, instead of the case of shomein, therefore a person can be mekel. That means, at least on the page of peschachuba, kiregar, pechodesh, that's saying the idea of natilo by shomein is a chumah. Why? Because the kochesh says natilo. By Shomin, watching the Tila for, the Mishnah only says the Tila in one case himself, him. So it's a Chumrah. The Bada Shingle does point out, of course, a little bit of a problem, because the whole Makor of this Chumrah is better than the Rashba. And the Rashba, the Sefer, he says it's Medinoi. The case of the Tila is not by Kofesh, it's by the case over here in Sefer, the case of Shomin. Therefore, those one mafakrik upon this school that's brought down the page, at least in the page, we have to, comes out la'alofa, that God, we say, Shishim and a Tila, where it's brought down the page, the idea of the Tila by Shomin is a Chumrah. Therefore, if you either did not know where it is, that's a bittle of a megal, or you do know, but you did a case of bishul dav shishim, my son of pain says a person can be megal. I don't hear what your sabbath could be. Maybe we'll see that. Maybe we'll see that. What you refer to afterwards. Again, they're going to case of shomim.
Because we're
machma and shomein, and therefore they're saying on the halacha on
Sifrei. Saying maybe it's chol, maybe it's kofish, maybe you need a tila, maybe go.
No, vade shomein.
Not sure.
I understand. I still don't know where it is. You have to show it to me slowly and myself afterwards. So it comes out nice. A case of kofish is the tila, case of shomein shishim and the tila. So building upon that, once we have two different things over here, case of kach and case of shomein, so just how to apply that means we have a case, shomein pieces touch the other shomein piece. One case of kachosh, touching a kachosh. We have a case of the issa shomein, touching a case that's heter kachosh. So the issa shomein touching a heter kachosh needs shishim and tila. What happens when you have a heter that's shomein, that's touching an issa that's kachosh? How do you look at that halacha? Do you say it has a category of a kachosh, there is only the tila? Or is the case over here, since the heter shomein has a getting shomein and the tila and shishim? The makor for this question is again the Gemara Psachim. I mean, the Psachim daf ayin hey is a mishnah about five cases of Korban Pesach. Daf ayin vav and aleph is the case to tog over. The sugya ayin vav and beis is a sugya of recha. Hashem recha will start off next month kuf ches. In the sugya of recha, basically you have smells go on inside an oven. You have two fatty pieces over there. The question is recha mosa recha la mosa. Machlokes Rav and Levi, we paskin lechatchila recha milso, but you have a recha la milso. The Gemara speaks out, that's when you have two fatty things that have zveich over there. But let's say you have a case over there that the nevela, the itzer, is kochosh. Does have too much zveich. Mashaki, the kosher, the shomi, is very fatty over there, has a lot of zveich. What's the locha lichachilo? The Gemara says words like this. Bosa shchuto, the kosher thing, and the fatum, the bosa vela kochosh. And makes fatty, the nevela over here, that's kochosh. So that makes the nevela kochosh. Now, bahodele bos nevela, mafatlam berechel bos shchuto. Now the kochosh has a characteristic, the tchuna, of being shomin. And now what's a shomin? It gives over the rechel to the shchuto. And now the shchuto is a bayam tasugir rechel. So even though the nevela is kochosh, has a tchunot of being shomin from the heter. Building upon this, come along, it says kolshkein, in case of tzli. Manach v'deh is only l'chachil v'di yevet. Here, medina tzli is also. But over here, it's touching it. There's only a case of reichel. Therefore, should be the same idea that they point out. When you have a heter that's shomin, and you have a vela, the case is kolshkein, should come along, and the heter shomin give the koyach, its koyach, to the nevela that's kolshkein. Now the nevela that's kolshkein has a tchuna of being shomin, and therefore the lacha should be Shishim and Atilo. That's what Mechabovin Sefei speaks out, that even though the heter is shomein, but it gives a koyach to the nevela's kochosh, and now the nevela is giving over its iser Shishim and Atilo. Asad Hashani, come on with us, and he brings down basically 4 points over here. When he says, that the Recha is only also the Atilo, but the Mice is Mutter. Reishmi Mutter, but the Evet. Elmai tell me, that, no, Recha Mice is different. There's a case in the closed oven. Here the mice it's open. We have a klal of einha nesa yochla asa more than mokum it came from. So the chura, where is it coming from? It had no koyak to asa more than what's coming from. That means the source shabai is only a din of what's unavailable here, which is kochosh. How can you nesa more than Easter mokum it came from? So elamai to tell the shuma tradition by recha the dim yuchad recha. What to be the evid? So if you tell me this klal, it's like a nesla yochla aser. El makpish is after yochla elikshom is the miyuchad reicha because the chachilo. How in the world do you right to take it now? The case over here of tzli. A third point. Elorai the said of reicha is saying is what is koshkin the case of the mitshamin over here because it's touching it, it's hot over here. We see the lochan siftes by melicha. We'll see the same klal as the mechaber that by melicha when the idea there's no heat over there. It's only a case of melicha, of one deflecting one to another. Now there's no reichel by melicha. There's no smell. By tzli there's smell, and the oven there's smell, or by melicha, there's two cold things over there. So some of this, the mechaber say the same halacha, by melicha, that the shomid can affect the case over there, that's kochosh. Void, says the Taz, the Chori of Stir is mechaber sefei versus zayin. The halacha in sef zayin is when something gets a blur that's kochosh, how much comes out? Nothing. A blur that's shomein, how much comes out? Glasses. Now let's say the blur that's kochosh, the isa blur that's kochosh is inside a shomein piece. They have to shomein. It's blay inside of it, the isa that's kochosh. Over there, it did not say it comes out, says the mechaber. Why not? So we see in Siv Zayin, by isa blur, you have a heter shomein, and you have an isa kochosh, an isa that's kochosh blur inside.
So it doesn't come out.
Doesn't say it. We over here does say it. Rekhtataz, why? It should be the same concept. If the shomein is mefata the kochosh, let the issa that's kochosh being that's blay inside come out. Rekhtataz.
What? If the shomein comes out. The bli is kochosh. And the piece it's in is
shomein. Does not come out. Why not? So these are basically his 4 points being down. Again, a little bit took out of his order. Basically said, number one, Reichel Amosa B'dieva Mekel. Number two, Ein Nesha Yochla Aser. Number three, the Sugya of Melicha has nothing to do with the idea of Reichel can compare the two in Siftes. Number four, Reichel Stir, Sifhei versus Sif Zayin. Now he does bring down that Dr. Moshe wants to answer. Now this idea of being Mephatis, Dim Yuchud, and Chalev. And the Taz has two kashas upon that. Number one, the Mekor is coming from the Sugya of Reichel. That's the case of Bosar, Kochosh. Let's not say the case of Chalev over there. Of course, it's not Chalev. And number two, the words of the Mechaber and the two, when they say this halacha, the words are chaticha zesser. Not chelav zesser, chaticha zesser. So I can say that it's going to be a chelav with the words of the Mechaber and the two in the case of chaticha. Therefore, the words of the Taz is, ein le yisoyd v'ikr klal, bli ian amukim. They didn't think about it. Mechaber went down without thinking. The Pichodesh, the going towards the ein ikr v'kola paiskim chalkim. Asa shekel chaznish. This idea that the heter, the Gemara Fatim, the Isser, Mamish, Li'in, Amrukin, what's the task? Tzad HaSheni, Kamul V'Shach, and he wants to mechab to the case of Sivhei versus of Zayin, one's Isser Blua, one's a case of Nagi over here, and this says you can't know from Recha, it's a Koshkin over here, and if he wants to say, he can, like the Mechaber, because he can't say he goes this way to offer the task over here, Sivhei Tzad HaPeis, and if it's Mishabrua, and Sivhei Tov Samachalif, and Tov Nun Alif, you know, Loch Lamaiso, Loch is like the Shach, that the heter, that is Shomin, Kimafater, the is that's kochush, and I give the card to transfer from one to another. It's a machloikis. Now, on the side of the machmirim over here, again, the shach and the mechaber, is a question what is the understanding behind or how to apply the get over here. That means the words of the Dakar Moshe wants to answer, let's say, only by the case of chelev. Now, very hard to understand that. The Taz has two kashes. The way how the Archashulchan, the place he explained shat in the Dakar Moshe, Yishlovin, the one kind of there are different things out there. There's certain things that are be'etzem kofosh. Matzah's kofosh, lechem's kofosh. Mashing fat animals can be shomein, and the fat can be shomein, but then when the animal is lean, it could be also the fat, the chelev is lean, it's kofosh. So since be'etzem, every chelev has the tchuna that could be shomein, and every boser has a tchuna that could be shomein, says the placing, says the Aruch HaShulchan, what they mean over here, things about him right now is kochosh. But since in its thing itself, be'etzem, boser, or the chelev, ukidoma, can be shomein, what they mean over here, that this, another thing that's had shomein, is given the korech, that's kochosh, that has a tchuna being shomein, not being shomein. That's it's had to be machmer, that's the case to be machmer. Again, the Baruch Shulchan points out, that's not the stimulus of the shach, when he wants to be machmer, wants to be machmer across the board. Again, that most lapas want to limit the machmerim. It's only in the case that it's shaykh to be shomein, but by case of matzah, by case of lechem, those things in the lice are not shaykh to the pasha shomein.
So in Luba there would be some that type of mitzvahs. We also have such a lechem. It means that the chetiv is isser. It's a chetiv will be belua with fat that's kochish.
That's the question. That is mamash the case over here. The fat that's kochish, can some of it have to be mashomein? Taz says no, shaykh says yes.
But the
gif isser
they're discussing, not they all.
Yeah, the Issa that's kochush, again, if it's a blade that's kochush, then the head that's shomim mafata, the Taz says no.
Bli
your kol. And the Shach says, the Shach is mechabed in the two sugyas, the Taz says not to mechabed in the two sugyas. We'll have to learn the really Sefer Yisrael and the test. We have three sugyas over here. So, test, I'll get to the next Havara. But it'll be, that means, be a great question. Is Issa being mafata? The shomim fata the somebody's kochush, somebody answer that question. You're gonna have to answer the pay, the zayin, and the test. You're gonna have to the tal, shach, and mechaber. Three different sheets.
We're gonna
have to say we'll get to chanan. I'm not sure referring to. We're jumping a lot of cases. Now, first to understand what it means over here to mafato. That means we're saying over here that the kochush now has the characteristics of being a shomim. And therefore, the locket in Shishim and the Tilo. Let's say you have a case over here that's Kochosh and Shomein, and the Shomein that's had to give the correct to the Kochosh that's Issa to being Shomein. Now you take the Shomein out, you have a Kochosh by itself. An Issa, a piece of Hatter, Belias of Issa that's Kochosh, has the Chunot of being Shomein. Now you take another piece that's Kochosh, you put it next to it. You have two Kochoshes, one to another. Do you say now, the kochosh that has a tchunot of being shomein can go out to shishin matil and to the other kochosh over here. Does that see the von beyond it? The mamish make the bleas of kochosh affected so much that it is shomein. So the they point out that even though those are the technical words of what's being down over here, that's the mefatim isim ahodav it is the ozol isim mefatim heter. Those are the words. It speaks out the chavdas the adudo. That's not mamish how it's working over here. Different lashonos, but the words of the Chavadas is saying that the koyach of the iser of kochosh that's going into the hetter shomein, that bleis have a koyach of being shomein now, and now those bleis are betzem shomein is going to the whole entire thing. That means usually when it goes inside, it's only Tehillah. He when it comes inside, then thinking Shomein, and now it's Shishim and Tehillah. But not that beat itself per se is Shomein, it's Kofish. The bleat itself is Kofish. Well, a little bit different about the way the Yaduda says over, it's not Mam Shomein, it's enough of a Shamnunis that when it's touching something else is Shomein, and it's two things together. It itself has the Koyach, together with the Shomein, of transit into the beast itself. Unless you're touching Kofish, naturally Kofish doesn't get things over here. So that self is less of a Koyach, and even to not go into it. So it's, even though the technical word says Mam Shomein, but only when it goes touching a head to that Shomein, will go into the head to that Shomein, Shishim and Atilo. Now, the gate to us, the Ashkenaz, not much of Nafkamino, we come and say, Benkach or Benkach, or Kofish or Shomein, Loch is in the Bikim, and therefore Loch is a case of Shishim and Atilo. Now, to realize to understand that, really there could be three cases over here, in the Bikim. The three darkies negate your pieces of meat. You can have a meat that's Shomein, it's fatty, Gishmak. You have a piece that's Kochosh, Vada Kochosh, Lecha Matzo, something called Srax Shamnunis, which is brought down by the Amovia, the Paiskim, a different category over here. Now, these three categories have different halachas, and you'll see the Kiveger, my important Kiveger at Seftes, will say what the halacha is negated to us by Sefei and by Seftes. Again, what it means, Vada Kochosh is Lecha Matzo. Srax Shamnunis really means something Be'etzem has a Tchunot of being Shamnunis. But this situation is not Shamnunis. I mean, a lean animal, a weak animal, a schwach animal, the chelbay inside of it is betzem, is kochosh. But the srach Shamnunis, why? It's in the parsha of being Shamnunis. Agam, it's not Shomim, it's kochosh. That's what it means over here. That means there are three levels. Vada kochosh, srach Shamnunis, otu Shamnunis, ketet Shomim.
Let me get
parsha of Shamnunis. Chelev, is shy to Shamnunis. This animal has been an animal's kochosh. So it's kofosh. So it has it onto the kunot, the srach ha'choko, onto the sugya of Shemnus itself. They call the word srach Shemnus. Kamul Rabban, the Rabban says, once it vada kofosh, not shakh the case of Shemnus, then look is vada knenatilo. Those are the words. Now, when do you say that? Kamul with the shakh, and he limits the words of the Rabban. You want to say this halacha daf in the case of Isid Rabban. What about the paiskim, pre-chodesh, the crazy, pre-mgodim? That even though the Ramah says it sounds like across the board, by an istra bonon, vade kochosh, we will say we are bikiyim. Only case in the tilo. Those will argue, yad yudo, but we can suppose can say by istra bonon, the maestro will mekel. On the case of an isidereiso, we'll see kivegir on siftes, so the person can be mekel by the case of a sashefset. That means, again, vade kochosh will have two levels, we always have to discuss drabonon and dereiso.
We're not bikiyim, so we.
The Ramah says, we're not Bikim, let's buy the Kofish. So where's Ramah? Buy the bottles, we'll make it, that's Sofik.
If you don't know, you don't know.
In the case that we buy the Kofish, matzo lechem.
Oh, matzo's great.
Fine. Aeropay, depending on the case. Okay. Lechem, whatever the case of yours. Lechem, table, or matzo, this case. When is there a bonon, buy the Kofish, came along with the Shach and says, Ramah, make it, get the bonon. By this is there, I saw. Shiloh, the way that's from God, the Kivager, but make him in Issachas. That's one case. The gate, the case of a Srach Shamunus. Also, Kalam Kivager, he speaks about on Seftes. He gets about maybe can be make by case of Abon or Derises. The Ichthus from want to go by Isidereiso, we are can be make of Mogm Hefstim Rubo. By Isidere Abon, we make by Hefstikas. That means it comes along again, we only go up one dagger. By Vade Kofish, we're making the abonons by the raisa sas, by srach shamnus by the abonons sas, and by case of the raisas has to move. Those are lochas kedena tilo. That's how kivegel will mitzad it. That's how the wickedness from seem to go. Now again, we have a klal over here in the bikim. However, we'll see numerous times we are bikim. So they come up, set up six times with maisu are bikim. One is we have the locha in sif aleph kovush. Shach, the cotton aleph. You come along and says, you have to why? And the gate him licha and sli in the bikim by kovish, discussing with a piece of meat sticking out by kovish. He says, we'll be chabbin the case of kovish and shomim. Over here, the maestro would loy nachmir so much in the case of kovish, of kochosh, we won't say the call in the bikim. So that's number one. A second thing over here, when in a case that's het to shomim and the is kochosh, that means one to the fact another, we just spoke out, it's machloikis. What the locha is. came along the Taz versus Mechaber. Mechaber wants Taina, it is Mefater. Taz and Mice is not Mefater. Come on, Kivega and Sirtes, and he wants Taina, maybe over here, according to Pirim Godim, not say the Chum of Einon Abikim. Mice, the Yadrudi says we don't say it. And the question is why that's so. The Abonish boy is really the third case, is they'll get a look at Sevzain by an Issa Blua inside Eichlim. What comes out when it's Kochosh, an Issa Blua, the look will be Mekel, when Shomein, the look will be Machmer. The Moabit does not say Einon Abikim. Why do we say Einon Abikim when it's Issa Blua? Once Einon Abikim. Maisa says the Shach, over here, Shach speaks out, it's called Yitzain, it's called Kimmel. By Issa Blua, we do not say the call Einon Abikim. That's the third case over here. What of Prim Godim, Chavdas, Kiveger, and the Svarsh boy explains Yadu the Chaznish. Once it is Machlaikis by Issa Blua, that means the Torah come to be Mach with the Rajbo. Mashenke and Maram Maisa's Mekel, in the Machloikis, to put together a double chum in the Machmiru, would not be Machmen that far. And therefore, we say we all became by Issa who would then, by the case being Mephatim, one to another, now Machloikis Taz versus Mechaber. Not that simple, maybe we want to believe Ion Kal, who like, doubt it, but could be. So therefore, for that reason, we have Machloikis, so by case of a Kochish, to be Machmen that far, not we say we all became. A fourth Nafkamino, we do say Bekim is case of Bala Kochosh, we just spoke out, by case of Abonim Mekel, by Dereiso, by Hefzik Zas. A fifth time, by Zrach Shamunis, either by Hefzid or Hefzid Mubo. And we get the Loch by Hashem next month, begin this month, it's Bekovches, the Sugir of Reicha, we see over there, we'll say also the cloud, we are Bekim. So that means even though we have Ramo, in the Bekim, yes, that's the rule, and every rule has its exceptions, what Kolom or Prom, Kolom and Protim, parameters. Therefore, we have a problem. We do say the idea that we are Bekim.
That would be like his like Srach Shemunis that we're talking about?
Srach Shemunis is where Bekim was Hefzid or Hefzid Ruba.
What type of meat are we talking about?
When something that is Betzim, Kofush, that is in the category that has the Tchuna, could have been Shomim. Sivov is the idea of Tatogavar. That means by the case that Sliwi just came out, the Kofush Aloch is Netilo. The case that Shomim is Shishim and Netilo. Yet, it still depends upon the sugo of the Togavar, the Gemara, that means it depends if it's the Bam thing is hot or the Bam thing is cold, just like the Locha by Bishel. That means even though we have the Locha Sif Gimel to Togavar, repeating the Locha again in Sif Vav over here, again, we look at the Sif Gimel, the Shach says, what is the Kimta Sif Gimel? Shach has a one line Shach over there. He says Sif Gimel is a case of Tzli and Bishel. Mamash the same thing, just pointing out this Yisrael Shavai. That means it comes out, if the Bam thing is cold, the Locha is Klipo. Let me have to realize somebody has to klipo to talk over at the makelo boile porto. Klipo at the makelo boile porto. That means if someone asks you what's halacha when things touch each other, once cham becham, then it's kachos shoshomim. If it's cham betzainin, we'll come out the three answers over here. If the case over here that it's the bam thing is tzainin, it's klipo. If the bam thing is cham, then it's kachos. It's the case over here is the Tilo. If it's Shomein, it's Shishim and the Tilo, on all of the Ashtas, and the Bekim.
It doesn't say the
Tilo,
but it means the Tilo.
It means that it's
Klipa, Klipa. Again, the Loch is Admekalo.
No,
Shomein is Shishim, and again, Shomein is Shishim and the Tilo.
It says Shishim doesn't
have that's the Loch you said already. You said that Loch already. Shishim and Tilo. So come along, that means you have to answer. When a person asks you, what's the Loch of Tzli? Can't answer Kofan and Shomein. That is incorrect. The answer is, right, Zev, the answer is what? The Bam thing is cold, what's the Locho? Klipa, right? Klipa. Then, if the Bam thing is hot, then the Tilo or Shishim. Right, that's your side.
Very good, very good.
Now, if I the Sugya of Issa Blua, to understand the Sugya of Issa Blua, first, the starting point, we should understand the sugi himself and sugi in the chulam by also daf kolches. They call tibas cholam. Sugi in tzadik beis bariches over there. The kitzer. Let's say a drop of milk falls on top of you. Have 20 pieces of meat inside a pot. It fell on top of one piece of one of these pieces of meat. So loch is that piece of meat is also the other 19 pieces of maizah mutter. Why? Let it ask that one piece. I go from one piece to the next piece. Directly mora kolches and beis. And answer one to another. The more answer is the mibla bala, miflat loy polat. It goes into the one piece, but doesn't come out to the other 19 pieces. From here is the Makor, speaks of the Shach from the Ushainim. We have the Kal, Eina Nechal, Eina Neser, Yochel Asa, Yishim, and Oyser. This is the Makor we get. They can only ask this piece. This milk cannot get into the next pieces, and therefore we cannot take this piece and ask the next pieces. This is the Kal we get, Eina Neser, Yochel Asa. Now, building upon this, come over the Torah and says that this belia cannot go one from another. Again, but are those who shouldn't seem to argue? Again, there is a rich law that says, welcome. The Ram won't say, won't say, to give Hanan. Making the push come up and say that we have an Issa Blur one side over. This belia cannot come out. This belia cannot come out. Therefore, Paschal the Taz and Shach, what's the law of giving an Issa that's belay inside something? Did not come out, not for Klippo, not for Tilo, nothing. Doesn't come out. Rebbe Gom says, Ula, I need a case of Adocho. Rebbe Chumba Amo, maybe Adocho. So we have a look into the Zayin that the Bliya does not come out. Why? Eina Isser, Yochala Aser, Yisser, Mino Isser. That's the Klal Shavoy. Now, this idea, in a case when the Isser is, we can lay inside of it a case that's Kochosh. That means we always have a case that's Heter inside of it, that's Kochosh, and we can have a case that the Blue is Kochosh. Doesn't come out. Let's say the Isser itself. Let's say that, sorry, the other way. Let's say the outside piece is Shomeng, and the blue itself of Maisa Kei says Kochosh. That means again, the Shulchan Aruch speaks on the design that the Issa Belay inside is Kochosh, it won't come out. But Shomeng, Maisa does come out. What's the Locha when the Heter itself is a case that is Shomeng? What if the Fater, the Issa that's Kochosh, and now let it come out. Does it affect it? So, Kamalung Beis Yosef points out before the Torah has a steer over here, Hey versus Zayin. Hey, Kamalung says that the Shomain is the Fater the Kofosh. So, Zayin does not say that Shomain is the Fater the Kofosh. In fact, the Beis Yosef, you have a steer. Therefore, the Mechaba brought down the Locha of being the Fater on Sif Hey, is not bringing down on Sif Zayin. How would the Ilm understand that? How's the Mechaba passing? Yeah, the kasher should be the same sugyo. He's not being non-sefei, but he brings down, but we bring down sefei non-sefei. So I would have thought he went down sefei also sefei, like he had the kasher. Maisel, when the shach says over, he says loyla esav loyla heter. I mean, the basic left out. He's not sure. He's not sure what the law is when the heter shomay to affect the istas kochsh inside. He's not sure. The maisel come with paiskim, and they say the law is the maisel where a mekel when the heter inside is kochsh, when the ist inside is kochsh, no mekel. For two reasons. Either because those are arguing Sefei, the Taz says, Bli'ir, Bichodesh, the going that's Iker, Machlis Shekel Chaznish, or those are Mechavdin Sefei to Zayin, that's a Shach. Victoria, Pim Gordon, Mechavdas, and Mechav, in the case of the Gia, there's a case of a Bli over here. There will come a Locha, that an Issa that's Kofish, Bli inside, whether they had to Shom or not, would not Mechalik, Locha, it never comes out. Not Klippo, not Natilo, it doesn't come out. Maybe in the case of Adocho. Now, come along, the Mechabi speaks out, this halacha is only by an Issa Blur. Let's say it's an Issa Machmas Atzmai, Avada, then the halacha is, when it's touching one to another, Kochosh or Shomein, Netilo or Shishim. What is an example of an Issa Machmas Atzmai? Speaks out the Torah and the Mechabi, two examples. The case of Nevelo, and the case of Bosa Becholov. Nevelo is simple, Issa Machmas Atzmai. Bosa Becholov, what exactly is that akim to the Mechabi saying is Issa Machmas Atzmai? Come with Taz, and it brings down the Yamsha Shleimer. It says the simple understanding is that something Basar touches Gvino, already is Basar B'cholov, now it touched a third piece, a second piece of meat over here, and now that this thing is touching the second piece of meat, what's Kochosh B'Tilo, when Shomay B'Shishim B'Tilo. That's a simple understanding. Mais effect of Taz, Tibas Cholov. Tibas Cholov says, when it touches the piece of meat, it asks that piece of meat, does that answer any other pieces of meat? So how in the world can come along and tell me that Issa Machmas Atzmai, the boss of Mechova, asks the second piece of meat? It's against a Mishnah, a Sugya, not Kochas. Elmai, and for the Taz, calling Yamsha Shlomo, was a mean bosser that touches Gvino. That's mean, boss of Mechova means toucher, bosser touches Gvino. I said the word Gvino, talking about a case of Tzli over here. The Chol means a case of milk, same idea. So don't tell me chabad gavina achalav. He said, but basa tashi gavina. That's what I mean by basa achalav. That's the story. And therefore, the Musa Chaim said that's the kibda isim machmas atzmoi v'chodosh min chazakav the crazy. The Goyin says, anyone says otherwise, the Chaim shkogu b'zeh, it's like otherwise over here. Yadhuda chaznish, they're making a mistake. Avad means basar touching chalav.
What's the
ma'ala? What's the ma'ala? It's isim machmas atzmoi. No, tibas chalav. No, now it's the thing itself. No, basar touching chalav. This is the last one. One touching each other, she's a matila. That's the case. Both, yeah. Now I'm going to get another piece, correct. Both are touching Gvino over here.
And different than Tibas Cholov because?
No, again. Both are touching Gvino. The case is she's a matila. One touching each other. Not, both are called not touch a second piece of meat. Right, both is heter. Gvino is heter. The both are going to ask the Gvino how much she's a matila. The Gvino asks the both are she's a matila. That's the case. It's a machmas atzmoi. No. We're saying lafuke. This is not an issabluo. This is a machmas atzmoi. Nevela and both are touching gvino. This is not an issabluo.
But he put is a machmas atzmoi. Someone just had
that. That's what he's saying over here. That's a chiddush.
And then when he touches something else, it'll be considered bluo.
Yes. Touching something else is nichol get a bluo. Both of them touching a second piece of meat is nichol get a bluo. Atzada shani, kavul shach. It says, "Emer lo nechaticha ruah leschabed." Over there, Mechaba speaks out. Bosa b'cholov has a get of Isamach Matzatzmoy. And the Vada, what it means over in the simple reading is Isser b'lua. I mean, Isamach Matzatzmoy. That read is Bosa b'cholov. And touching a second piece of meat. Touching a second piece. Ayer Akasha Tibas Cholov. So the Shach, you start over the terrace of the Bachelbeer. The Gemara is saying, cannot ask all the pieces. Basa Shir Kedena Tilo. What's saying, let's ask all of the pieces. No, it's Balei, but not Balei, what? To ask all the pieces. But it goes back to the Tilo. We go further, and it says, why? That's the most having meaning before it came out to the Sugim Chanan, Eshel Seichai. But once it's saying Sugim Chanan, Eshel Seichai, Echanami does ask all of the pieces. It does ask all of the pieces. I do shouldn't have been arrived in the Klal of Ein Isser, Yochel Asa, Yoich Mina Isser from the Gemara. Yeah, the most having meaning. They get to Shari, sir. But Bosa Cholov, it does ask, sir. It does come Issa Machmas Atzmoi. It can go one to another. The Gemara discussed before Chanan, before Eshel HaSoichtai. Once they say Chanan Eshel HaSoichtai, Issa Machmas Atzmoi, it can transfer. So you can bring it right from the circuit to the Klal Shaboy, and they get to Shari, sir. But Maskol HaMaisa, it does go out. And therefore the Pitoyer, if you're going to want to go this way, is if it's going to go up asking, Fakarit. Bosa Cholov, because in fact another piece, is an Issa Machmas Atzmoi. So you have machlokes among the achronim, and the shach ends off. The goyis marshal found out. Also, he found the certain prince was masking the sisay shvoy. So you have machlokes. What is the kimta in the mechabu and said this is machmas atzmoi bosa b'cholov? Again, we have the tars yam shloimo. This is the sefer. The kimta said very stark. The loch is bosa touching gvino. Mashenkin the shach and the simple reading of the mechabu is bosa gvino touching a second piece of meat over here. Machlokes. Now, Shavuach is Mamshuch. In the case, again, we have Issa Kochush that does not come out. When it's being believed that something that is Shomein, come with the Torah, according to the Rashba, Mechaba says, the Maaseh does come out. It does come out. How much does it come out? So the Shach Shishim. That means it's Mamshuch Kotzal Kotzer. What's Kochush? That means, until now, we know what's Kochush and Tilo, and Shomein and Kuloi. Here, when it's Issa B'lua, when it's Kochush, even the piece of ground in Shomein won't come out. When Shomein, how far comes out? In the case of Shishim. Yet, we do not say the Kel in the Bekiyim, as we mentioned beforehand. The Shach says, we stay over here with our Baki. And why? The Sayyid Shabbat, again, Yad Yudo, the Chaznish says over, Avot is not bringing it down, since my colleagues among the Yishrein and the Rash, my Ram, just in general, if you say the Kel Issa B'lua comes out, therefore he'll come to make us say we are a Baki. Now,
the Isser itself has to be
Shamin. The Isser itself is Shamin. Now, when the bottom thing Maisa is cold, we're saying Tatog over by the case of sleep. The bottom thing is cold, and it's being Balea that's Isser Shamin. So, I mean, before we said that with the Guva Dover, we said when the Guva Dover is hot, it's like we say, depending on Kochush or Shomein, Shishim or Shishim Natilo. Yet, when the mountain is cold, what's the locha? We do a dagger lower and say kisses klipa. The same with the isser shomim, the locha is shishim. What's the locha with the isser shomim when it's hot on top and the mountain is cold? We still say the locha is now, it's not tilo. Is it klipa or better than klipa? Speaks out the shach. Since it's not the guva dover, it's mutter. Even though it's shomim, again, it says shomim is kuloi. But when the mountain is cold, to talk over. Talk over, and then we will not say the cloud at the make low bole porto, because not touching the guva dover. It's only a blue over here. And therefore, will be affected by the guva dover, not the blue, and therefore, nothing comes out.
Even when the
blea is shuman, speaks of the shaks upon alf, will not come out. Gil masho. Tasha, I need to be chodesh, the pitoyah says, we have a cloud at the make low bole porto. Can you make one this way? Place him. We'll get the case. We'll be on a case. Mama, say your point. I think I know what you're getting through. That means, two more points. We'll get to what you, I think what you're getting through. And the Maisa Locha, to be saying that, and the Isra Shomim, that the mountain is called what the case is. Machalik is the Chavdas says make a Mokum Hefsid Ruba. The Pirgum says make a Mokum Hefsid. To build their case, look forward to bring this point out. We're saying Belias have different halachas than the Guva Dover. What defines something that's a blua? For example, bread and water. Is water a blua? No, that's bread. Let's be more practical. Bread and milk. That's you make flour and milk. Flour and milk, and you make pizza dough. And put cheese on top. And of course you make mezonos, because no, you can't bench. So we have this mezonos pizza over here. And now you take this pizza over here, and you boiling hot out of the oven, and you put it onto your fleshy pan over here. So according to the shach, is this a blua that has cheese on top? Can't get through. Is your pan mutter? Or is that the guva dover? I mean, this is a good case of the shach. The shach is saying when you have a tog over, and isha shomin, you call it shomin inside. Mamas, you call it shomin, you say it's not shomin. Shach, whatever you want. We have a blua inside. What is this exactly? What is this case over here? Is that the guva? Because this is how you make bread? Is the guva dover or this is a blua?
Dough, you can't make dough without something liquid. You need that part. It's a component. I'm saying it's a
component. It's a component, but it's intertwined. But that's something is flour. So what is that?
So it's something that got in later that was belayed.
So I think you argue two sides over here. So the Beis Shlomo, Beis Moshe, even the Vayol has a tshuva about. You want to say that's a circle? It's a blua over here. Because it's a way to attach things to make things different. It's a blow. Mashak says, that's a good oven. That's the way to make bread over here. Two sides of here. And every time the shoe is discussed, what happens if you have your hot pizza that touches your cold pan? What's the loch? Let's start off first. What is this? Is it a blow? Or is this a good oven? It's a great question. Master Naf Kamino.
Taking
a similar example. The Chandish discusses a case. Let's say you have bread. Made bread already. Made. And you put it in, and you put inside milk, and soaked inside. Not covered completely, not 24 hours. So what's the milk inside your bread? Is that blua? Or no, that's guva dover. Is it a chadnish? No, that's guva dover, he says. That's good, that's not why. Why?
We knew that.
No, he said, when it's being cooked and splashed with shovel, it's going to come inside of it. Here, it has milk that's inside of it. That's not being cooked. He says, the Chavis speaks out. He writes, when it's cooked, it's a blue one. When it's not cooked, it's being it's soaked inside, that's nothing to get out of the cover. That's cooked. He says, it's probably cooked and cold. Take even another example, they argue. Again, we have a cloud of Sivhei, Sivzain, of what's a blue and what's the case of a cover. The argument, what is blue and what's a cover? Another case, you have double lach. That means it's cold. It's a blay isser. Get about maybe an argument again. What is blias inside a lach? Is there a kind of blias inside a lach? Is that like the Chazanish saying? No, it's all intertwined. It's touching the thing itself. Come the people go to Masham. That's Be'en. This is the Chavdas. That's a case of blue over here. So we have cases over here that we know the lachas of blue and Be'en. But then we get about with a technical aspect. Do the sugyas. What is blue and what's Be'en? Negate your milk inside your bread. Negate to something that's cold, negate to something that's lach, which cooked with the blia of Isra. Three questions, I'm talking about the oilum, it's my machlokes, think about it.
A coffee is blia?
That's a great question, right?
What is the ben on loy? Don't have that. Ben on loy?
It's here. Go look it up. See how it says it. Good point over here. Yeah. Then there's those going to bow. Well, according to she, the kamach is lach balach. What is that exactly? Fine. Come down once of Zion and the big zion. The idea of blias by the case negate to kalim. That means negate us more practically. As usually we don't have isurim that have had to with blias of iser. We have kalim that blias of the basal cholov. So more practically, the sugya of kalim is Ramah over here. Negate to kalim, you have three cases. You have a case of kli to oichel, a case of oichel to kli, and the case of kli to kli. All three are brought down by the case of the Ramah and the shakal over here. Meaning, a case of kli to oichel, you have a kli that's being blay iser. Now you want to now ask the oichel. In case of oichel to kli, you have oichel with blias of iser, and you want to ask the kli. And then you have kli to kli, now you have blias of one kli, going into another kli. Those are three cases to discuss, brought down by the Mordechai Shach. So first, the case over here, you have a kli that's blias iser that touches heter. What's the loch in that case? It's kamum ramo, it means on the Rashba, and says the loch is that it comes out even when the bli is a kochosh. I mean, until now, he's saying when the bli is a kochosh, does not come out, when it's inside the oichel. Came with Ramah, and the Ramah says, even though it does not come out by an oichel, by a kli, a bli of a kochosh does come out. That means the person is, what's the loch of a bli of a kochosh? Of course, depends if it's inside a kli, inside the oichel over here. Inside the oichel does not come out, inside the kli, it does come out, comes out. What's the svara to be machmer?
Except that they'll cover the king's hat, no?
I'm not sure what you mean, but that's good. Ulay. But what's this for over here? Why does it come out in the case of the Kli? So the Rabbis seem to say one reason, but the way how the Taz and the Shach and Dr. Moshe, they say the words like this. Since the Kli doesn't have any pleats from the thing itself, it's Yeshu Mashabola. Since the Kli itself has no tam, has no taste over here, therefore, even though it's a Kochosh, the Maisa comes out. Simple words, you can say it over and over. Not sure what the words exactly mean, but it may seem that the words are saying again, something has, since it has no taste, it comes out. It's like telling you a fact, and this is the reason. So I see that the Chaznish says, Enchem Svara, Shulchan says, Sarachin, what the words exactly mean. The way the Chaznish wants to explain, he says, when you have a bli inside a kli, usually when it's inside food, it gets mixed in, being blea well inside other tastes over here. Inside a kli, when you have a blea, it's really only the fiasco, it's standing by itself in the kli, not being part of parcel mixed in with different times over here. It stands by itself as ke'in, the idea as a dimion to a bliya inside the oichel. But a bliya in the oichel gets nivla tvei, inside, different taste over here. In a kli, it just gets being part of sections of the kli. It's not part of the kli. A kli is metal, has no taste. This has a taste. So as if it has a get of ke'in be'en. They become a loch and it comes out. Now how much comes out? So there'll be two cases over here. A case of tziyavesh, a case of lachluchas ktas. When it's mamish dry, the shach, of gimel, being on the dark of Moshe, it comes out to aser klipo. That means, again, the people like they say by tzli is the tilo. Well, talk about klipo, when it's case of ibli, the case of klipo, there's no club by tzli. Say, case of the issa over here is klipo. For example, you have your cholam pot on top of your blech, mel pot. You take your chalas and you warm them up on Shabbos on top of your cholam pot. Are you a chalas fleshiks? So we have a shach. When I look by all the places, Maravam and others afterwards, MS, that idea is, as it comes out, you tell the fleshiks over here. Fleshiks. Not sure yet, not a chalas fleshik. Your chalas. Again, you have your chalas, you put it on top of your chulam pot, that's on top of a blech. So what happened? The chulam went inside the cover of your chulam pot. This chulam pot has a bleus inside of it. Now these blias are going to come out and aser your chalas, not aser, make your fleshiks. Therefore, my show you, a person, it's dry. The words of shach is that Michael is yovesh. That's the case of the shach, that Michael is yovesh and makes your fleshiks. Therefore, a bais pekashusoy, avne yashbo, chay levi, a fellow all being down, your chalas is fleshiks. What is that eitzo? What is that eitzo? The locha that the shach brings down, how many people? The eight is, we're saying, let's go each one. First, the get to, I said, a chulam pot on top of a block, that's metal. But even on your craft pot that's glass, usually on that there's rubber or metal on the ends over there, and therefore kibbalah glass blade not play come out does come out not machlokes. But even when I say it doesn't come out, I say it does come out through the areas that are metal as ghetto of and areas that are rubber, and therefore when Yichal is touching it, it's usually touching the also part of it that it has areas that certainly are touching the conflagrations. Well, for some odd reason, that a lot of times steam does come out, and I know my chalas, he tastes flashiks. Something of a while, and sometimes soggy. Oh, so we'll get into that. So first, we're discussing whether it's a metal pot that's on your blech, whether it's your crack pot, fully Mickey chal flashiks over here. Now the eight that they bring down with the chayle or felder, they say what the shach being down from the ramon and simitzanik bays clearly does not go. And therefore, what you should do, you don't have to wrap it, but as long as you put silver underneath it, or even a plastic bag can argue the point, except I learned this past week that melts a plastic bag. this past week, because I was giving you a chabur that, so I found out. So, well, then you're buying up, taking off, whatever, ripping, whatever. But, fine. But no, and you can put maybe the when it comes in the paper bag, it's safer, the plastic, I found out. So, the hell of the mice, the eight is to put a silver foil, aluminum foil, over there, separate one to another, and they will not go. Why the other halacha clearly is not going to be right there. Now, Maisha Shoyo, now the steam is, so then it really depends, depends where the steam is heading, how it's going, and maybe put two silver balls, be better. Maybe have two silver balls better, or the paper bag inside the silver fold, then the plastic bag would work.
And is that a problem also for fish?
So, that's the machlokes mima life. I always tell her, buy the fish. Someone did you get, and they have colors of colors, different colors. And there's one to be said with
it.
No. Please don't feel clear. Step by step. The Zayo Yisking and the Blaze of a fish. The Gates to Gibbs are Connell, Kuf Design, Regan Bigs and Pim Gotham, that the Iker Price can say the Blaze should not worry about the Gates to Gibbs are Connell. Blaze. Zayo is not that simple. Reich is not that simple. Reich is not that simple. Blaze is Bikuwa Mikkel. That means, for example, do you have a fish body house? No, most people don't. I, the Chayyim says yeah, the Torah says yeah. One is in the Minigat, the Maisik, I'm sorry for Juba, right? He said, Mikhail said, Maisik, not to have fish pot. I, the Ablias. I can have a case of onions in the filter fish, and therefore, Mamish, that people, everyone, they, I see more if it's onions in the filter fish, Hamdat's not Rishon. Right, so we're not Machma Ablias. What? Greg and the Pirim go away. Now, Negate to Zayah, that's something else. Right, that's something else. Now again, so we have these challahs over here that became fleishiks. My shoy kachayu, a guy took it, much Shabbos, and he put cheese on top of it and made pizza and put it inside his George Foreman sandwich maker over here. And then the question was, what do you do? And Meister Rosh said, it's an official boss machal, we have to chew upon that. And your George Foreman, how do you go kasher? It's plastic, and machal replace, give me sirabala. Okay, klipo, put cheese on top of it. Any mamish
please,
made
please.
Of it?
Please.
Are you?
Yes.
So you have a Mishnah Berurah at the end of Siman Shin Zayin, right? And we learn when you learn Shabbos, you bring down in the Beer Lachon and says, "Are you Mishnah Berurah Kol Deraisel?" You tell me it's a Steer's Rajba. I hear. My Mishnah Berurah Paskin at the end of Siman Shin Zayin is Mamish Mishnah Berurah Kol Deraisel. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to lend a guy your pot, then a Blias of Boston cook milchik of Fakert. Mishnah Berurah says, "You buy out because anything that he needs you to go do." You can't go give it to him. Why? Bishop was Mahal. He's looking to make sure I sang correctly.
No.
Shin Zayin Simcha Beis, I think the last
I didn't remember.
Fine. So how far do you realize this halacha is very negeha every Shabbos. Your chalas are by it. Now, people get along with Ayah, how can we flesh your chalas? The halacha is Simitak Zayin, singing up Psalm over here, how can you go do that? So again, you have to go to the singing over there, either it's one student's mutter. Or you can tell me chalaza simon, which I don't think so. Or more, the lapas want time that once chalaza made already, there's no is to make it fleishik. Is cannot make fleishik chalaz once it's made already. Lapas will argue. We'll find the ways around the tzaddik zayin we have to get to. But again, to ask you, you have to realize people do not know the chalaz. We have a shachal here, a stagarm over here, the blias that are inside our pot that coming out. Even with yovish totally inside the chalaz can take lipo. Now, maybe.
The table.
What?
This guy's chalaz on the table, too. It was a
fleshy seed. Yeah.
It wasn't
that a
milk.
No.
It was
fleshy besides. No. It could be cut it and use it for his fish and took it off. No problem. Now, there is a chiddush that I heard Rabbi Berkowitz say over. Now, they want to tie that this whole local Yosh Legambi is the klipo. It's only when it's like crust of bread. But something that's very, very hard, like crust of challah, that's yovish legami mamish. Right? You know, bread, but there's some liquid in there somewhere, something. Right? That's why it's soft. Mashi, it was grass of a challah, it's mamish dry, totally. That's yovish legami. It won't even go from the case of your pot to the case of your challah. It's keitin the idea of clearly. So Rabbi Lerner, when they learned together Berkut in Aish originally 25 years ago, so he gave the smicha chaburis over there, and he says, that's what Berkut says, but that's how it says over here. So he went over to Abiyashiv, and Abiyashiv agreed to our Berkowitz. So I went over to our Berkowitz and told him, you know, Abiyashiv, you know, agreed to you from Rabbi Lerner. He's like, Rabbi Lerner never told me that part, that Abiyashiv agreed to me. Only tells me I'm wrong, it's not so, not that way. Maisa, it's a chiddush also. Pashav is not a machalik. Agam, there seems to be a kolvoy that's brought down by the Beis of Simon Tochton Alvin, by Isaac. Seems to say this side over here, this concept of something that's Yovish Legami, Mamish like Matzah, has together Kain clearly, or not going one to another. But the Maisa, at least on the page, and off the page, without hearsay, no one's machalik, whether it's a case of challah, a case of bread over here. The Chura should come out, you're a challah, especially when you put the challah usually on, it is soft, you shouldn't take it off because it's crusty over here. So before you have a bayah of a case of clay klipo, and you cannot put cheese on top of it. Again, the eitz is to put two silver foils over there, or at least one, or maybe two, depending upon the sugya zayah. Now that's again what's yomish legambi. When a case over here, when with tivus ksas, there's some liquid over here, come over the shach, and he says, but once there's some liquid, it comes out in a situation over here where it's. It should, again, a case when it's yomish klipo, when tivus ksas come out of a case of shishim and atilo. Now, since we're not sure in the Bekiyim Ben Kolchul Shamein, the case will always be a case of Shishim and Atilo. That means when it's dry, it's Klipo. When it's Rutina Ksas, Shishim and Atilo. Now, that's the Ger, as the Shach speaks out, when the Isser inside of it is an Isser that's Kochish. So you can argue the point, say, what's inside your Cholent? Depends on your Cholent. But usually the inside, the cover of your pot is an Isser that's Shamein. Or the head to Shamein, it means not Isser. But the police of your Cholent, you kind of schmack me over there. Get number four, number five. No idea what those words mean. Whatever, the four or five inside you're chilling over there, and therefore now it's shoving. And at least maybe it's even worse. It's more than the case of klipo. I could say, let's make a kavu chomer. Man oichel. When the case of kochosh, the isablu would not come out. How in the case when it's shoving, it comes out. The case over here of kulan shishim. Here in the case of a kli, when it's kochosh, it does come out the klipo. In the case of shoving, should be a case of shishim. Kosh came over here. Well, maybe you don't say that. That's what Shach says. Shach says maybe this whole head of Klipo was saying in their Amor that comes out normally when the Bliya is Shkoches and not when the Bliya is Shaman. Maisa come over the Peskachuvo, you're being down the Nodi Behudo, Dekmovovo, same person. They're being down the Makarom and the Chas Pesach and Simtof and Allah. It says Aloha by case of Shaman is also the Klipo. That means the challahs, whether your children is shomein or kofesh, also be a case of the klipo. We're down by numerous poskim, the Ksav Sefer, the Aruch HaShulchan, Yad Yudo, Beis Shlomo, Tehillah David, not the mechalik. Agam, you look up the Magen Avraham, Meshibu and Sim Toftun Aleph brings it down, and he says, again, you have to be clear, we have a Magen Avraham and we have a Shach. The Shach is saying, what's the look of a shomein? Sofik. Magen Avraham, this case over there is when, right, it's very clear, whether it's shomein or kofesh, the police, the chometz inside, will come along and it won't be a case of a klipo. And the other says in the Behudo, the sveiko of the shach, we should not worry about once we have a pshita of the Magen Avraham. Says the Mishabu and the Shayatin, he brings down the machloek is hand the stamp shat of the Magen Avraham in the school over here. A similar understanding, Magen Avraham writes whether it's shaman or kalach or not to machalik. He says, maybe yesh lachalik, there, what is the isser? The isser is chometz. And therefore, brings down the Narshalm and the Shayatin and the Karacham and the Echayodom. The Isser is Kochosh. That means it might be that a piece itself is Shomein. But Chometz Be'etzem, something that's leavened, that itself, the Isser is Kochosh. So once the Isser is Kochosh, again, the Matzah itself might be Shomein. Or the Chal itself might be Shomein. The Chal has fats to it, a fatty Chal there. But the Isser Shibai is Kochosh. They might have to get of a Blua that's Kochosh over here. And therefore, not to be arrived from the Magen Avraham. So, big tumor can be arrived from the Magen Avraham or not. Maisa, Kivaga does bring a riot. The Buddha does bring a riot. Peskachuba, Makhza, Shekel, Saf, Shaif, and Ubakam do bring a riot. And therefore, at the end of the day, how the place can come along and say that whether the bli inside your cover of your chulant is kofosh or shomein, not to make a chalik, and we'll ask your chal is only a case of kedei klipo. So, you have to realize now the bli inside the kli has a kula and a chumro. over the case of a bli inside loichel. That means by bliya, by the case of kachush, the loch is be more chomer than the case of a loichel. Loichel will come out, here will come out. When the bliya shaman as a kula, that by the oichel comes out shishim, and over here also in the case of a klipa. So a bliya inside a kli has a kula and a chomer, according to this pesach chuvim kiveger. And we only say the case of here, the loch is the case of a klipa. Now let's say the other way around. In case you have a kli of heter that touches the oichel as blias of iser, so that speaks out the taz, very simple. Has the same aloha, depends on its kachosh or shomin. If it will be as kachosh, the mice will come out. Case of shomin, kachosh won't come out. Case of shomin, the mice will come out. Pitch the sugar of covet over there. If it ever comes out, in the case over here of an oichel to a kli, has the same aloha of oichel to oichel. Oichel to oichel, depends on its kachosh. The loch will be the case over here is won't come out and shomim will come out and negate the bliyah. He also negates the case of an oichel turkli, it'll be the same loch. When it's the blue as kachosh, won't come out. In the case over here, when it's shomim, the maisel will come out. The third case of the kli is one kli touches another kli. Kli the kli, bli right there. It's very common words that Eilim uses. Before shalocha, the shakal we have example, the amon, simin tzadik beis. The loch is very clear that it cannot aser. That means, practically, it happens all the time. Give me the strongest example. It doesn't happen all the time. You're fleshing a pot, cooking cholent, it's touching your pot, you're boiling up the milk for the kid. Touching wall to wall. Wall to wall. You're boiling hot milk al-ish. Cholent al-ish. The loch is mutter. Mutter. Kli, likli, nalachat chilo. And it's called the premise, when to go do it. That's going to be a b'mavucha. How and when and what. A vada we do not do when it's oichel two pots next to each other. We don't do that. We don't do that.
And you drop it like lichas.
Wait. I said, when it's clean, the clean, believe right. Be very clear without right. I said those words. With no right at all, touching each other, there is no problem.
Great.
And therefore, where we get to within the sugyo, the main nafkamina is practically is why in the world people don't have fleshy grates on top of the oven stove. Why? Because clean the clean. And there's no condensation over here. Well, no TV success. I think things walls over. It's not ben yoimai, not choshish. Doesn't stay on it. Cash yourself out. Right? There are 30 reasons to don't like to watch you makel. Those and why Shlomo Zalman himself in his own house is makel. And Moshe did shuva a couple shuvas. Why about it? It's mutlad chilo. Shlomo Zalman did. And Moshe did. So you know, Yeshem in this work, even Moshe can go over here to it. He's Yeshemite. If you have a bad shuvah, you don't want. It's partial. I don't know what house you live in, but no ben on the grates. No, it doesn't stand there. Falls on the bottom. But above this, you might have time, but in most houses. So, I said, come on, we have a klal over here. Clearly, it's bli right there. The loch is mutter, but yeah, but Achila will have to discuss a different time. Now, does it make a difference if the bli is shomin the kochosh? Again, the place is big up, even going to be kavdas. There is no difference. Clearly, it would not go. Now, however, we're saying what's bli right there. Totally dry. What happens if there's sas retivus, some moisture? Saturated, some liquid. Is that under what category? Would it still have that clearly? So again, not really our sugya, but you have to speak about it. The Chavadah says there is no difference. Same halacha. Moshe your eyebrows on it, like, shut up. Fine. But Moshe wants to go this way. Yadafrayim wants to go this way. Mizriya passes this way. Atzad the Sheni, Yadudah says, what do you mean? There's Rachel over here. Goes one to another, from Zalman. The word is about a shulchan, he brings it down, he says, people think clearly, what's the big deal over here? If you know the Chavdasi wants to argue vehemently against it, says, circles are harbay, with any moisture like luchas, you will have a problem. Therefore, usually when you go to a rub, clearly, if it's dry, no problem. Retivus, we get involved with what the kippah, what happened, what exactly the situation is, klisheni, klirishin, what's going on over here. Again, dry is no problem. That's very clear in the Shulchan Aruch over here. Retivus ksas is a mevucho. What defines retivus ksas? Lach Lucas, that's going to be another key question. We'll have to figure what that means. Maestro comes out. We have a case of Issablua negate to Kalim. So, really, we have first the case of Eichel to Eichel. Kochosh, the loch is, will not come out. By case of Shaman, will come out. Negate to Kli. Eichel to Kli will be the same halacha. The Eichel will come out in case of will not come out with Kochosh, but Shaman will come out. By Kli to Eichel, the loch is a Kula and a Chumro. The Blio by Kochosh will be a Klipo, and by Shaman can't be a Klipo. Mashenge locha klin lekli l'maisim amekel. Very simple. Fine. Bez Hashem, next time we still did not discuss the sugya of kulya locha sivches. Then after we discussed the sugya of melicha sivtes. To be clear about melicha, melicha are three different places. One is melicha over here, the melicha in siman tzadik aleph. Then the melicha in siman tzadik samach tes. Ein aleph, ein beis, ein vav, ein zayin, ein ches. That means in the ninth siman discussing melicha, we are not learning it all now. We're not. We're trying to focus on what it says in the page. You have to learn it. Now, don't get overwhelmed. Other times you get overwhelmed. You could get overwhelmed. Not now. Different time. Save for a different time. Try to focus on what it says in the page, and let's talk about it.